NCMC on the road this afternoon. It feels like it's been a while since the Lady Pirates and Pirates have played. Mother Nature has not been kind to the schedule. It's going to be backed up right against the postseason Region 16 tournament. Here we are. We're joined by Coach Jenny Croy for this game out in Beatrice against Southeast. And it's almost February 1st, Coach, and you haven't played a region game yet. It's been a weird season here in 2020.
It has been. We've been on a 10-day break. And so we're ready to get back on the court. We haven't played since the 18th. And, it's a lot of time to practice, and you get prepared for those games, and then the games get canceled. And, you know, that gets frustrating. But I think the girls are ready to get back on the floor and compete against somebody other than themselves.
And I'm looking at this Southeast team. You got them at the Ketchum Center a little bit more than 2 months ago, 82-72. But I think the storyline for the Storm for both women and men is similar, where they don't have the best records in the world, but they've lost a lot of really competitive games to really good teams, and they're capable of beating a lot of people on their schedule.
You know, they are. They're a good team, and they play hard. When they came here, we jumped out early in the first quarter and just maintained our lead from the first quarter, played them even the other three quarters. And so, we've got to make sure that they when they played us here, they played us a 2-3 zone. They do a good job in that zone. And if we're not hitting from the outside, then that's going to be effective for them. And so, they're a good team. They do a lot of things well. He does a nice job with them, coaching them, and gets the most out of them. So, you know, they can compete, and we're just going to have to make sure that we take care of business and play our game.
You know, I was interviewing coaches this morning on the high school ranks, Tri-County and Gilman City, which is part of my Tuesday duties before we hit the road. And I was talking with Coach Lowry over at Tri-County with the boys, and granted, they're much more rebuilding than NCMC. Your team is 12-6, but we got to talking about how you try to get onto different steps or plateaus throughout a season, and you feel like that, okay, we've reached this step, now we can go to the next one. If we're looking at your team, Coach, and you're 12-6, but you'd like to take that extra step with your level of play, I'm sure, with February 1st approaching. What is that step right now that you're trying to achieve just to get to a different level of play?
I think it's a matter of just execution. I on the offensive side of the floor, I feel like our defense is stepped up, and they're really playing together well on the defensive end and communicating well, and we need that to happen on the offensive end. And so, we just have to make sure we're shooting the ball better than we have been. From the outside, we haven't been shooting well. We've focused on that, this entire time we've had to practice. We've had the girls put up a lot of shots and just get in some repetition, some game speed repetition. And so, if we just take care of the basketball and read each other on the offensive end, I think that's key for us. Turnovers have kind of been a pain in our side. So we hope that we can take care of that, take care of the basketball, don't force things, and just get in a flow on the offensive end.
Now, I feel like, too, in watching your team, kind of getting to the things that you're talking about there, is it's great to get out and run, and I know you always like to recruit girls that can be athletic and make steals and run and get transition points. Well, you start getting to these nitty-gritty games, though, as we move into February, and you better be good in the half-court offense, because there's going to be a lot of times where you got to find ways to score in the half-court.
Yeah, definitely. And that's something, there's no doubt in my mind we can score in transition. These kids like to get out and run, and we've got to, again, make sure we can execute, in the half court sets. And so, we've focused on that. We've worked on that, worked on ball movement. And there's a lot of times teams get stuck in just running the pattern of the offense and not making the reads that need to be made. And so I think that just comes with getting comfortable with each other and knowing where you're going to be on the court and how to find your teammate and get the ball to the open teammate. And so you're hoping, again, by February, late January, early February, that your team's things start clicking like that.
When we talked in October before the season even started, you were really excited by the fact that, A, you had brought in depth. So, last year you had zero depth, so it was very, very difficult. But you brought in depth on the front line. And, between Kennedy Kiefer and Yeah, and Mackenzie McBee and Kelsey Maxwell and some of the girls like that, you felt like your depth on the front line would be a big bonus for you. How have you liked, because there's a lot of freshmen I mentioned in that group, how have you liked the maturation of your front line to this point of the season?
I think they've grown. DeBriana, the sophomore included, I think, just them having to compete against each other day in and day out in practice has helped them tremendously. They work on their game a lot. They come in, they get in their post moves and their shots, and in practice, just working against each other. And I think adapting to the speed of the game. I heard one of them say yesterday, "I'm playing the best defense I've ever played." Well, you have to, or you don't get on the floor.
Right.
And so, it's amazing what they can do with their game. When they have to, when they want minutes, and they do whatever it takes to get themselves, more minutes on the floor. And so I think, I think they're maturing well. I think Mackenzie McBee is really adapted to the game, being an undersized post, but finds a way to score for us. Kennedy Kiefer just keeps improving with her back to the basket. And so it's exciting. So, we're excited to have that many freshmen and hopefully have them all return for the next year.
What has Kelsey been dealing with? It looks like a bad knee.
Yeah, Kelsey dislocated her kneecap our second day back from break after Christmas, and so she's out for the rest of the season. It's kind of twisted and turned, and so they're trying to rehab it back into place right now. And if that doesn't happen, then they're going to have to look at surgery.
Ouch! That I mentioned she was at the Trenton Gallatin game a little while ago, and I saw her limping in street clothes after the game. And I said, "Oh, that's probably not a good sign." I didn't realize it was that serious. That's probably one that they might have to go in and fix.
Yeah, well, and we were hoping when it happened, we knew just by her reaction it was probably something serious. And then, when we found out it wasn't the ACL, we were, excited to hear that. But then, the more they looked at it and the more she went back to the doctor, then, they need to address it and kind of take it slow, so make sure it works itself back into place. Hopefully that happens for her and she doesn't have to undergo surgery.
How much, we know what Cortland can do and what Lily can do as far as shooting the ball, and Cortland's so good in transition and getting to the hoop. I'm looking at two girls on your roster here, Coach, I think they're both Kansas City kids, if I'm not mistaken, but Angel Wiggins and DK Demiri Guillory. How much, with their ability to shoot and push pace from the guard position, how much could they be X factors for your team over the next 4 weeks?
I think they're going to be huge, and I think that's something that we have to have to be successful. Right now we've got those two kids coming off the bench, and I think, the better our bench play can be, the better, obviously, that we're going to be all around. But, DK can really bring it on the defensive end, and I thought she did that in the KCK game for us. And, I think her game continues to improve defensively, and then offensively, again, we have to get her really with the scoring mentality. Sometimes she'll pass up that open look, and, we want her to take that shot whenever she gets it. And, Angel's just continually adapting to the game. It's a lot different, I would say, than the pace she played and the style she played in high school. And so, when she goes from being all they had on their high school team to, playing with five other players on the court that can do the same that she can. So, and she's adapting to that. And again, she's another kid who can shoot the lights out of the ball, just has to know we want her to do that. So sometimes she second guesses that shot and we want her to go ahead and take that shot. So, those two will be a big factor. They come in and give us high quality minutes, then, we're going to be even more successful.
What will Southeast, Coach, what will they challenge you with the most tonight?
I think it's going to be covering their three-point line. They like to put up the three ball quite a bit and don't shy away from taking it. So we've got to make sure we don't give up, easy three-point shots. We need to force them to take some off-balance jumpers. And then on the offensive end, we've got to handle their 2-3 zone. We've got to make sure we've got good ball movement, that we're getting into gaps, that we're looking high-low from post to post, and that we're knocking down outside shots.
Head Coach Jenny Croy of NCMC game coming up here at the top of the hour, 5 o'clock from Beatrice. Coach, best of luck for you after the game.
All right. Thanks, Tom.